In an era filled with smartphones,
it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to get pictures.
And online predators have moved beyond chat rooms to the social media apps that you know and some you don't in their quest to get their hands on pictures of little kids.
It's not difficult for your child to get online and be a victim.
These predators will charm, manipulate, and if that doesn't work, they escalate.
I will destroy your life. I will text your family. I will Facebook your friends.
Sextortion is one term often used to describe this sort of thing, but predators view it as a modern way to get their hands on child pornography. Because he spends so much time talking to so many creeps, this detective doesn't want his real name used. And as I sat with him, his smartphone kept buzzing. New messages coming in from a guy on his radar, someone claiming to be from Virginia. It started friendly, but then quickly turned sexual.
So I did exactly what any kid would say, is you're being really annoying right now. And he got upset about that.
That's when the guy on the other end of the phone threatened to post this supposed 13-year-old girl's pictures on a porn site. And minutes later, he claimed that he did.
Which I know they're not, because I didn't send him any new pictures, clearly.
But this is where difficulties can start to emerge. Police say that in some cases,
even though there's no pictures, we have quite often the kids will actually still send the pictures because they're being threatened and they're scared and the person's very aggressive.
Lieutenant Jane Burns supervises the Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Unit with Fairfax County Police.
As young as 8, 9, 10 years old, you know, it's not hard to scare them.
I go back, what do you need from me to have this stop? What did I do? Why are you doing this to him? And he goes, I want your nude pictures. And it goes into explicit detail about what specifically he wants. And I kept saying, please don't do this. I'm 13. Why are you doing this to me?
And how much did that matter?
He kind of demanded how I go take the picture.
The bad guys could persist for days or weeks even, maintaining their lies and tricking little kids.
Because they believe that this is going to happen.
However, there are some cases where
they do have older pictures that they found from them. It might be a known person, or they might have somehow gotten that picture. And they turn around and say, if you don't send me more pictures, then this picture is going to get submit it to your family.
And you read the messages that are being sent to a 10-year-old, and the child is just begging, like, please, you know, don't do that.
Lieutenant Burns is talking about a real case with a 10-year-old from the county.
You can just see the emotion of her pleading, please stop.
As the threats against family mounted,
this person's really just guessing whether or not they have a sibling. You know, don't hurt my dad. Well, you know, we all have dads, so it was safe for him to assume that if I threaten to hurt her dad,